The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menachah is that Nun Beis. The Gemara here, and Nun Beis on the Beis, says, Amri Rav Yehoshua Halacha, Ke Abba Yossi Ben Destoy. Rav Yehoshua says, Halacha is like Abba Yossi Ben Destoy, that the Kohen Gadol, when he brought the Chavitim, he would bring a full kaimitz b'shachris, a full kaimitz b'arvis, and not half. So the Gemara asks him, Yom Rav Yechon Ochad Rav Yechon, and say, the halacha is like Rav Yechon and the story that he brings a full kaimitz. But Yom Rav Yechon, halacha is that Mishnah, it's not in Chamishikum tonight. I, Rav Yechon himself says that we paskin like a star Mishnah, not like... Like the Star Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that the Star Mishnah says that there are five kumtzin, and it didn't say seven kumtzin. If the Star Mishnah would hold, like Abba Yosef and the story, so then it would have to say seven, not just five, because it would have to say another two for the Chavitika and Godel. So the Gemara, Amaroyin in the Valim, the Avichin, it's Machlekes Amaroyim, what the Avichin holds, it's Machlekes Amaroyim, the Avichin holds, that the halacha is always like a star mishnah, or we don't say that the halacha is necessarily like the star mishnah. Tosis asks the question, says three words, Tema hilchas l'mashicha. Tosis very briefly asks this question, which elsewhere, Tosis explains this question more. Tosis asks, in essence, from another gemara in Masechet Zvachim, that the Gemara here, Masechet Zvachim, says also a case where Rav paskin like one Tana, and that Rav Yosef said that how could you tell me the halacha is like that Tana? I lechayra hilchas on the Meshicha. It's not nogea. It's irrelevant to tell us what the halacha is like until we have Mashiach. Since anyways, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we can't bring Karbonis, so it's irrelevant to paskin who the halacha is like. So Tosfos asks, just like the Gemara here says, it's irrelevant to tell me who the halacha is like, so why is the Be'echan and our Gemara telling us who the halacha is like? And Tosfos Vayor remains with a question. I would like, in today's shiur, to go through numerous answers to this question, and even to see sort of a halacha, who the halacha is like which answer is the halacha like. So really, here in the Gemara, when Rav Yosef asks this question on Rav, how could you pass in a halacha that pertains to Karbonis if it's not relevant until Mashiach comes? So Abaye asks back, what's your question, Rav Yosef? The whole Seder Kachim, all these Gemaras in Seder Kachim that discuss Karbanis should be irrelevant to us nowadays, and we should not learn it, and we should not have to discuss it. So the Gemara says, no, of course, discussing the Mishnayis, discussing the Sugyas, that's relevant, that's to part of Torah. You have to learn Torah even if it's not Nogea LeHalacha, even if it doesn't pertain to practical daily life, you have to learn it. But the question of Rav Yosef was, what do you need to tell me who the halacha is like? Since anyways, you're not going to bring karbanis, so you don't have to come to a maskana who the halacha is like. So that's the Gemara that in its basic and more comprehensively looking at what the Gemara says, in its discussion regarding if we should paskin, if it's necessary, or if we should paskin halachas that pertain to karbanis. So the Rishonim, many Rishonim, places right behind the place, and Rishonim elsewhere, ask from four other Gemaras that the Gemara does paskin a halacha of karbanis. One of those four Gemaras that the Gemara does paskin the halachas of karbanis is our Gemara. Our Gemara that we have over here, Rav Yochanan says the halacha is like Abba Yosef and the story. And here we have a Gemara that an Amira paskins a halacha, and the halacha is a karbanis. So one of the terutzim of Tosis is that Tosis says that only if Yosef holds that the halacha is, we can't paskin halachas of Mashiach. But other Amiraim disagree with Yav Yosef. Yav Yochanan in Arasugya disagrees with Yav Yosef. The Ritva, Mesach Yuma, he says the Tosfos is understanding that the maskana, the conclusion of the Gemara in Mesach Tzvachin, is that we can't paskin a halacha that pertains to Karbanis, since it's irrelevant until Mashiach comes. But the Ritva says no. The maskana of the Gemara is that actually we could paskin. Even the Gemara there in Tzvachim comes to the conclusion, if you learn the way the Ritva understands the Gemara's conclusion is that we could actually paskin like halachas of Kachim. So according to the Ritva, there's not even a Gemara, there's no Gemara anywhere that says, that has a maskana that we can't paskin halachas of Kachim. According to Tosfos, we have a Gemara in Tzvachim that comes to a conclusion that we can't paskin halachas of karbanis. Just we have gemaras elsewhere that paskin other amiraim and other gemaras that paskin otherwise. But at least there is a gemara in Zvachim that does have such a conclusion. Tosfos there in Zvachim brings down from Rabbeinu Chaim. Now this is the Rabbeinu Chaim in Paris, and this Rabbeinu Chaim is also brought from Paris, and other people have a girsa that it's really Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris. In any case, Rabbeinu Chaim answers that the only time Rav Yosef is bothered that we can't paskin halacha, that's not nogea nowadays, it's only for karbanis, that's not nogea until Mashiach comes, that's only if it's something that pertains to doing an iser. But if it doesn't pertain to doing an iser, then the Gemara agrees that we could paskin even though Mashiach didn't come. And explains the Chaim Kohen like this. Tosfos says it very bekitzer, but elsewhere it's more explained. That the Chaim Kohen is saying like this, since we won't have, what the Gemara means is, if it's Sami Halacha, so we can paskin the Halacha, and we'll know the Halacha like this, we'll know what the Halacha will be when Mashiach will come. But is it a halacha that pertains to doing an iser, like something like pigol? Since when Mashiach will come, everybody will be tzaddikim, and there won't be people doing averus. So what's an negeya to tell me a halacha of somebody that makes pigol in a carbon? Such a halacha is irrelevant, since we don't have karbanis today. We are only going to have karbanis when Mashiach will come, and when Mashiach will come, everybody will be a tzaddik. So what do you have to tell me, halacha? What do you need to discuss? Who the halacha is like? And something that's irrelevant only to when Mashiach will come. And even when Mashiach will come, it will be irrelevant for another reason, because nobody will do averus. But if it's a regular halacha of karbanis, such as, is it a kmitzah? Is it a whole kmitzah? Is it a half a kmitzah? There, it is no geya for us to tell you what the halacha is like. There is a Tosfos Yishonim in Mesach Yuma Daf Yud Gimel that answers, as far as our Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan does not mean to say it's a halacha like that. The Gemara says you can't paskin conclusively that this is a halacha. But our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't mean to say that this is the conclusive halacha. He just means to say it would seem that the halacha should follow this opinion, and that would not be a stira to that the Gemara says Hilchos on Meshicha. It's Sfas Emes in Mesecht Zvachim says another teret that the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan over here, Rabbi Yochanan had reason to tell us why the halacha is like Aviyashim and Distoy. In other words, there's another nafkimina other than the halacha of Karbanis that's Noigea from that Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is like Aviyashim and Distoy. By us, Rabbi Yochanan was saying the halacha is like Aviyashim and Distoy because we don't paskin like Stam Mishnayis. He's saying a general rule. What's the geya for us to say the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef ben Distoy is to tell us that we don't necessarily paskin like a Stam Mishnah, which is a stira to the other member of Rabbi Yochanan. But so that was the main thing Rabbi Yochanan was telling us. So that is not shver, it's not in contradiction with that the Gemara said that we don't paskin halachas that only pertain to when Mashiach comes. Finally, some Acharonim say another teretz that Rav Yosef Taka holds, like, this is perhaps an explanation to really what Tosfos says. That Tosfos says that Rav Yosef held that we can't pass in halachas until Mashiach comes. It's not nogea that we shouldn't pass in halachas of karbanis since it's not nogea until Mashiach comes. The other Amirayim disagree. The simply to learn that it's irrelevant to any other sugi and chas. It's time, it's a machlokes. That's how you could understand Tosfos when Tosfos says there's a disagreement between Rav Yosef and other Amirayim, such as Rabbi Yochanan, that they disagree. Should we discuss halachas that are negiyat to kabbanis? Should we not discuss halachas that are negiyat to kabbanis? But some Achrayim went to give an explanation that Rav Yosef had asked the question and said, it's not Nogea, we should not pass in halachas that are Nogea to Rabbanis until Mashiach comes, is because Rav Yosef follows the opinion of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds in Mesach Dezvachim Kuf Gimel that the Kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash is like Hitchelah Salavai. The Kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash does not exist, is not still there currently, and today we would not be able to bring Karbanis, whereas Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that we call Kedusha Shem Kitchelah and Vik Kitchelah Salavai, that the Kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash is still there today, and we could theoretically bring Karbanis today. So since according to Rabbi Yochanan, we could theoretically bring Karbanis today, so therefore, Rabbi Yochanan paskened halachas pertaining to Karbanis. Since according to his opinion, the Kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash is there, and theoretically we could bring Karbanis there, we could build a Beit HaMikdash and bring Karbanis, even though Mashiach didn't come. So then of course it is no geya for us to paskin and say halachas of Karbanis, because we do have a way, theoretically, to bring Karbanis. So if we summarize the answers that we gave to this question, it would be as follows. According to the Tarot of Tosfos, it's a machloikis in the Amirayim, or it's a, according to others, maybe it's a machloikis in Sugiyos, or it's a machloikis, or according to the Ritva, the maskan of the Gemara actually is that we could paskin, but according to all those mahalachim, at least according to some opinions, we could paskin halachas that pertain to karbanis. According to the Tosfos Yerushalmi, he says that Rabbi Yochanan never meant to paskin, so then it would come out that we can't or shouldn't paskin halachas that pertain to karbanis alibi the emes. Similarly, according to the way this fast emes wanted to say, Rabbi Yochanan only paskin because of the side point that he was trying to bring out that we could paskin not like a Sta Mishnah. So then again, we don't see from our Gemara that you could paskin, so then it would be difficult for somebody to get up and to paskin halachas of karbanis. Also, according to Reb Chaim Kohen, that it's only negiah that he differentiates between a psak that's negiah to an iser and a psak that's not negiah to an iser. It would come out that any psak that is, that does pertain to iser, it would be difficult to paskin nowadays. Now, the halachas, one of our most basic svarim that are used today for halacha, I would assume every Orthodox Jew has a copy of it in his house, is the Sefer Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah was written by the Chofetz Chaim, maybe Yisrael Meir Kagan. And the same author of the Mishneh Berurah, he wrote a set of svarim called Likutei Halachos, which basically is like a riff, an explanation of a riff, and the halachas of karbanis. Chofetz Chaim went and he wrote svarim to paskin on all the halachas of karbanis. And in his introduction to that sefer, so he has to answer this question. How could he get up and write a sefer on halachas of karbanis when the Gemara says Hilchos of the Meshicha? And the truth is, he's not the only one that did that. So there was someone else in his generation, the Aruch HaShulchan. Also, one of the svarim that we use all the time for halacha, lived in the same generation as the Chofetz Chaim. He also wrote a whole set of svarim called Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid. Also, he passed in all the halachas of karbanis. And the Chofetz Chaim answers, you can't ask a question on me. If you want to ask a question, you can go ask on the Rambam. The Rambam is also one of the foundations of Apsak Halacha, and he also paskin every single Halacha. So the Chofetz Chaim basically answers that the Rambam obviously holds like those Rishayim, that the main Halacha is that we could paskin Halacha Sav Kavanis. Either you say the Maskon of the Gemara, like the Ritva, was that you could paskin, or that other Amirim disagree. But be that as it may, one way or the other, the Rambam obviously paskin that we could paskin halachas. And the Chafetz Chaim continues with that. The Chafetz Chaim paskins, obviously the Mishneh Berurah and the Orach HaShulchan, they paskin for us that we could paskin and we should paskin halachas of karbanis. And the Chafetz Chaim went on to explain why it's important for us that we should paskin the halachas. Being that Chazal say that if people are Isaac in the halachas of karbanis, it's as if they brought karbanis, it's as if they built a Beis HaMikdash. So to the complete fulfillment of learning the halachas of kachim, says the Chafetz Chaim, is by paskening the halachas. To do that, to learn the halachas of kachim in its entirety, includes paskening the halachas, and necessitates paskening the halachas, and therefore, it's essential that we do paskin the halachas of karbanis, even now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so that it should be considered as if we have a Beis HaMikdash. But the truth is, the Chafetz Chaim writes even more. In another place, the Chafetz Chaim was known that he encouraged people to learn Kachim. He would tell people that if you need to know the halachas of Ayur Chaim, you could take out my Mishnah Berurah. Look, all the halachas are already passed and they're already set up. We need to learn the halachas of Kachim. We don't have Svarim, we don't have Achreinim that paskin so much on Hilchas Kachim, and therefore we need people to sit and learn Kachim. He himself founded, he had in Rabin a Kailul Kachim, a Kailul where they learn Kachim. Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman, the Panavizharov, they learned in his Kailul Kachim. Again, he made this Kailul to learn the halachas of Kachim. He also said that we have to be prepared for Mashiach. Hopefully Mashiach will come any day, any second. And we'll need to have people who will pass in the halachas of karbanis, tell us how to shach the karbanis, how to bring the karbanis. Chofetz Chaim also writes in the Kuntres, and he writes one step more. And he says, it's muchach from the psukim, that not only, like we said, that it will be considered as if we brought karbanis, but that we pass in the halachas. Not only do we have to be ready for when Mashiach will come, and that we should be able to paskin and answer the questions that will come up when Mashiach will come. But he says, as the Chofetz Chaim, it's muchach from the psukim, that by that we learn the halachas of kachim, by that we paskin the halachas of kachim, that itself is a schos that Mashiach will come. And therefore it's essential that we should be Isaac in Kachim so that we should bring the Mashiach. By that we'll be learning Kachim. By that we'll be Isaac in Kachim. With that we will bring the Mashiach. I've seen brought down, I'm not sure if it's in the name of the Chofetz Chaim, I couldn't understand clearly if it's in the name of the Chofetz Chaim or based on the words of the Chofetz Chaim. We could say, Leif and Drush. It's not like the way Rashi teaches the Gemara, but Leif and Drush. When the Gemara says, Hilchas of the Mashiach, we could teach it up. Not that we can't task in halachas, since it pertains to Mashiach, and it's irrelevant. But on the contrary, Hilchas of the Mashiach, we must learn the halachas of Kachim, Lim Mashiach, in order that we should bring Mashiach, for the purpose of bringing Mashiach. For that, and with that gives us a lot of taste and flavor, and on this appreciation for learning, say, the Kachim, like what Davyomi is doing right now, learning Mesach Tefachim, Menachis, and Mirtishim further with Becheiris, Erech and Tzmur and Krisus, and maybe we might have to see Mashiach in Yerushalayim Yomeinu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha Series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us
at office@thehalachacenter.org.